Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small really throw my body off balance?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Fruit ruins insulin sensitivity.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs. Fast for 48 hours.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads. No fear, just your signal. Cygnos.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
From allegedly having a rapper whacked just for playing with his name.
Everybody knows Diddy. They just need to stop. Y'all need to stop him.
To getting pressed over his comments about rappers who came out of the closet, the shocking truth of how he raises his kids, and even threatening to lay hands on his own blood.
When I see him, I'm gonna break his jaw, you know?
Boosie is the definition of a rapper who crosses the line constantly and will stand on everything he says, even if it kills him or threatens to sacrifice his freedom. Throughout the duration of his time in the spotlight, there have been plenty of instances where rappers, relatives, and media figures all found themselves caught in a messy beef with the Baton Rouge legend, as he was reportedly found dead just weeks after he got into it with Boosie. Among his former foes who've passed on is none other than Nussie, a once promising rapper from Louisiana who had a fearsome reputation as a real street sweeper behind him. Things got a little tense when Nussie started calling himself Nussie Badass, a name that for obvious reasons didn't sit right with Boosie. After all, it sounded way too close to Boosie Badass, one of the few names that he's held on to throughout his career. And if there's one thing Boosie don't play about, it's his name. Once Boosie made it clear he felt slighted, Nussie claimed it was all a misunderstanding over a marketing scheme.
And I did an hour and a half interview, and I was telling people why I was doing it. I was letting them know that it's not a diss album. Listen to the album, I don't have not one song on that diss of nobody, you know, it was just for a marketing way, but we always promote and try to figure out ways to market to get in the game, because I ain't want to take all these years to blow, you know, and get no recognition. So, make a long story short, I dropped the album and got a good response.
But whatever his intentions were, the plan backfired and things grew tense between the two. Reportedly, there were attempts to squash it, but it went left to the extent that he had to confront him in person.
Me and Lil Boosie hooked up, and we talked because they had a lot of street issues going on in the streets. Negative with my name in it, mixed with his name, you know. So we talked, everything was cool. A couple weeks later, somebody yanked my sign down from the bottom line in the South. I got word that Boosie did it, and I was mad because we had just talked. I'm thinking we cool. So I did a song called A Dumb Way. I took a shot at him. I had said some negative stuff about him.
I see you, man. You better stop before I take what you fucking got.
From there, the streets ran with it, fueled by gossip and speculation. And with that, the next confrontation was only a matter of time.
I got a call that he was finna get off the airplane at the airport, Baton Rouge. So I hurried up and got over there because I wanted to catch him, because I knew he was gonna be by himself. He always with somebody, and it's hard to really catch him like that, you know. So I caught him by himself, it just was me and him one-on-one, you know, and I wanted to really see how he really felt about the situation, because rumors will get you killed down here in Baton Rouge, you know. And it's like, if I want to do somebody something, I gotta have a legitimate reason to do it. I felt like I didn't have a legitimate reason to really want to do him nothing. You know, he hurt my feelings when I heard he yanked my sign down, you know. Anyway, he said he didn't do it. You know, he didn't yank my sign down. I'm like, well, see that? All this come from something small like that. But it could have escalated to something big, you know, because I'm from the streets, he from the streets, and that's how that go.
And just when you thought it couldn't get any more personal, it did. Not long after, the streets started whispering that Nussie might have been behind the killing of one of the only people Boosie ever truly trusted, Lil Ivy. Real name Ivy Smith, he wasn't just Boosie's friend, He was the founder of TBG, the Top Boy Gorillas, a Baton Rouge crew that operated as both a music collective and a street force. TBG had been deep in a violent feud with rival cliques like BBG and NBA, Never Broke Again, the same crew connected to Youngboy. So when Ivy was murdered in 2005, it broke Boosie in a way that the public didn't see at first. But over time, the pain started pouring out in interviews, in his songs, and on social media. And in the eyes of Boosie and many in his circle, the man who pulled the trigger was none other than Nussie. And it didn't really help his case when he made a song called I Know You Miss Your Dog, where he didn't exactly seem to be denying it.
They say I killed the habit. They say I killed little guys. They say them boys off, they're the first got mob ties. I can make y'all think what I want. Right now I got a dead body in my fucking trunk.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I do it, did I really kill him? Really.
Soon, Nussie was gunned down in February of 2009, with Boosie initially being named the primary suspect by the FBI, following information that he had issued a $30,000 hit. Despite this, he was never formally charged with the murder, but a hitman that was linked to him by the name of Michael Marlo Mike Louding was eventually convicted. And rest assured, that won't be the last time you hear his name in this video. As he's the one that still inhabits the earth, it's clear that Boosie won the feud, but that hasn't stopped him from taking shots on his fallen adversary, releasing a track in 2017 entitled Get Your Mind Right, where he could be heard spitting, "It's always a little shocking when your own friends even think that you might have gone a little far." And judging by that reaction, they knew he was playing with fire. Despite all of this, Boosie had made it clear time and time again that he doesn't believe in universal respect for the dead, even if there are consequences for that.
My partner was like, man, nah, don't fuck with that. I was like, fuck that nigga, man. I just did it. I'm gonna keep it 100. I was like, me and dude had problems back then. Rest in peace right now. But, me and dudes had problems back then, and that's how I feel, I don't feel no type of sympathy for people. If I felt fuck you while you was living, it's fuck you while you dead. That's how the song came. I wasn't trying to strike up nothing.
Well, when you said something interesting. You said that when your boy got killed, that's the same rapper who made songs about your boy.
Yeah, and I didn't do all that, man. Just the same dude said on the song, ha-ha, they say I kill Ivy. They say I did that. Why didn't everybody go crazy then? It wasn't a big thing then, but when Boosie do it, it's a whole different thing. But like I said what I said, and that's it. It's a great song. We get the club lit.
You can tell Boosie wants to say so much more, but he's holding back. Boosie knows he got an answer one day for the dirt that he did. And this wasn't even an isolated incident, with other clips emerging where he seemed to hint at knowledge of what went down.
Boosie them did it, like it was on the news. Everybody know who did it. All already. Nigga pulled me gangsters, all they people on the news. Everybody know who did it. They just need to stop. Y'all need to stop him. Know what the fuck you gonna do, man? Everybody know. Y'all know who did it. Well, man, cut my people in their shit. Y'all, everybody know. They just need to stop.
This led some to feel like he was stepping over the line a bit. He's been tripping lately, too much talking for real. Nonetheless, with all the chatter surrounding the case, it's no surprise that other major players in Louisiana started feeling a type of way. For a long time, Boosie and the fellow Baton Rouge rapper Kevin Gates kept things cool on the surface. But behind the scenes, their relationship was anything but solid, especially with all the speculation and courtroom testimony floating around that claimed Boosie had put a $30,000 hit on Nussie, who was a known affiliate of Gates. But when the pair were both present at an unofficial Kentucky Derby after party in 2016, violence erupted between the artists' entourages. And while the beef has since been squashed, even Kevin Gates' attempts to downplay any feud felt as though it could pop off again at any moment.
Boosie said that you and him have squashed everything.
That's crazy. Like, I've never had a situation with him. Man, I'm super polite in public. I don't have no problems. If you just want that from me and you throw that alley, I'm a slam right there. In front of my child, whatever, I'm going to a life sentence. Mm. I mean that. I'm a slam right there. And he know that. That's why I cherish and cling to him and try to avoid being in those situations. I don't want that for my life. I want to be peaceful.
Whether Kevin's warning played a role or not, Boosie has since ceased to mention Nussie's name or that of other dead ops in a quest to avoid causing further friction down the line.
I ain't got time to dish no dead, bro, you know, because I don't want no ops. I like living with no ops. That's how you live long. You know, I ain't ducking no smoke, but I don't want no ops. You dissing the dead, you just bringing yourself out. You making more people want.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
On the kids. But you gotta understand, most time the diss and ops be retaliation. You know what I mean? Once it's turned retaliation, it turns to a trend. They can't wait to kill this person to do what they did to them on social media.
However, that has by no means led Boosie to calm down on going after people for other reasons. A man who has spent a lot of time behind bars over the years, Boosie believes in remaining 10 toes down above all else. And as such, he's got zero tolerance for snitches. This has led him to vocalize his disgust for any number of alleged informants within the hip-hop world, including individuals like Gunna.
They wanted him to go, they wanted him to cop out first. They would want Gunna to say something for anybody. Because when you look at the case and it's like a team, Thugger is Michael Jordan. Who the fuck is Scottie Pippen when you talk about the team? Gunna.
Well, Young Thug is Michael Jordan.
Yeah, who the fuck is Scottie Pippen?
Gunna. Right.
So if Scottie Pippen say it's a game, what the fuck Michael Jordan is? Michael Jordan say it's not? What the fuck?
And while there are technicalities in place regarding the Alford plea, which has meant that he technically isn't a rat by definition, Boosie still doubles down, claiming he wouldn't work with him for any price tag, and sinisterly suggested he'd do something else for a certain ransom.
Boosie, so you know we gotta ask you, if somebody gave you $1 billion, no tax, would you do a song with Gunna? $1 billion.
No tax?
Yep.
I don't want to talk about a rat. I don't want to incriminate myself what I would do with $1 billion.
Okay.
I don't want to incriminate myself.
One more question.
What I would do to a rat if they gave me a rat to do business with $1 billion.
Among the others who felt his wrath is Terrence Gangsta Williams, the half-brother of Birdman and former Cash Money Records affiliate, who is alleged to have helped police in his hometown of New Orleans solve 40 homicides in an attempt to reduce his life sentence. And when Boosie caught wind of it, he went in.
I had a real respect for Gangsta and the stories I heard about him, but, you know, that shit leave with me. You know, I have no type of respect for him. And once you go that route, I dismiss you from my legend book and X you out.
Well, let's just say the story is true. So, like I said, I haven't seen the actual paperwork. And
you haven't seen the paperwork. He could be telling you that just to be telling you that on fucking camera. Right. You know, he about to set up 100 motherfuckers. You know, that's how that shit go, man. You stay solid, nigga. Some of us gonna make it. Some of us ain't. That's just how it gonna be. You know what I'm saying? You can take that Gangsta shit off your name, man. Real shit. Man, that shit hurt me when I heard about that shit. Cause you know how all them niggas in that city stand up for Gangsta and Angola, man. Niggas talk highly of this, man.
As for Williams, he didn't exactly deny it, but simply wanted the world to move on.
Ever since I've been going to jail under 1976. If you look my arrest record of all the murders I've had, you're gonna see where my date of birth was 76. I guess, you know, by him being upset me saying he been in PC, oh, you're right, you're white, so all right, okay, I take that. I already got the red jacket for telling all my dead homies, so I'm not tripping, you know? I don't buy friendship too expensive. That's a serious accusation that he put on me, but I don't wanna just straight fight it, because once I fight it, then it's over with. They don't have nothing else to talk about.
But sometimes, Boosie's hardline stance ends up putting him at odds with people he actually got love for. And in one case, it even blew up a project that fans have been waiting on for years. Even though they came up in different hoods, Boosie in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and T.I. in Bankhead, Atlanta, Georgia, the two always moved with similar energy. And over the years, they've linked up more times than you can count. Of the belief that Tip is one of the few real ones left, they even hatched plans to record a collab project and began to work on it behind the scenes in the studio. But that all fell apart when T.I. did a podcast and casually admitted that he once pinned the gun case on his dead cousin just to avoid jail time. To preface this, it's important to note that back in the early 2000s, T.I. and his cousin Toot got caught with a gun near Lenox Mall. But before the case could go anywhere, Toot was murdered. So with his lawyer's advice and what Tip claimed was Toot's blessing from the grave, he told the cops the gun was Toot's.
We caught no gun case, Toot that. My lawyer said, well, you know, I could make everything go away if it was Tremaine's. And I had a talk with Toot.
Posthumously?
Yeah. After he had passed, I had a talk with him.
What'd Toot say?
Say, I take all the charges you got. If you can walk away free.
Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts.
Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Fast. Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time. Signos.
And put it on me? Goddamn right.
T.I. insisted this was the only time he ever cooperated.
That the only time?
Bitch, you.
I done never said or gave no information about nobody because that's my cousin, my big cousin. He was dead and he told me that it was okay.
But whether it was meant as a joke or not, the streets didn't find it funny, and neither did Boosie, where he let it be known that if Tip was serious, it put a real stain on their bond.
With the T.I. situation, if he did that, you're a fucking rat too. I don't spare no motherfucking body. Because if you doing anything wrong, you doing anything criminal-wise, and you cooperate with law enforcement to get you out of trouble, that means you're cooperating, that means you're a rat.
From there, Boosie said the whole collab got scrapped for this reason, claiming that people from all over were hitting him up, telling him that the album couldn't drop under any circumstances.
I'm like, why the fuck he say that when we got a fucking album finna come out?
Okay, so is that album coming out?
No.
Oh, so you have a finished album with T.I. that's not coming out?
No. Because it ruined everything.
Because of that.
It ruined everything. I woke up with my motherfucking phone, everything full. Like, Boosie, you cannot do an album. My real fans like, Boosie, you the last one left. They like, you cannot put this album out. Like, you know, my uncle OG nigga called me. Like, Boosie? Like, nigga, hey, nigga, what you gonna, hey, look, nigga, that album ain't, my uncle called me, nigga, that album ain't coming up.
But with Tip every bit as emotional and highly strung as Boosie, it's no surprise that he wouldn't just accept that. And soon, he clapped back on Instagram, putting the Baton Rouge MC on blast for coming at him publicly without consulting him first. All the while, he insisted he had all the necessary documentation to prove he wasn't a snitch. And to Boosie's credit, he seemed to realize he might have jumped the gun. Later on Vlad TV, he admitted that they squashed the issue for the sake of business and more importantly for their kids.
We got kids who love each other, though. You know, and first you went agreeing, and we was going back and forth. And, you know, he spoke how he felt, I spoke how I felt. And he felt me, and I felt him. And, you know, I gave him an apology.
You apologized?
Yeah, I gave him an apology, you know, because the things he was doing for me in my life at the time, I kind of felt bad. He was doing some real shit, helping me in a lot of ways. But I still told him I stand on what I stand on. And when he explained it to me, we got by it, man.
As for Tim, he has hinted that the record is still forthcoming.
When is your album gonna come out with Boosie?
That him right there. I mean, shit. Time will tell. Time will tell, man. We both got busy schedule. We got to figure it out.
But judging by his tone, it's hard to say whether that's the truth or if there are too many hurt feelings at this point. But even if music from the two doesn't emerge, they are now at least a united force in trying to prevent their Nepo baby children from wreaking havoc and ruining their lives by cosplaying as gangsters.
What is it about to go?
It's not illegal to have guns.
Well, in the manner in which you portraying in your lifestyle, this shit don't look legitimate, sir.
But this is far from the only rapper and former ally that Boosie has caused disharmony with by claiming that they were a rat. And one person who knows this more than anyone is Rallo. When you hear the name Rallo, you probably think of a trap legend who made it big. Born Terrell Davis, he went from running the streets of Atlanta to buying up houses and feeding his people.
I actually live in the community. I started buying more houses in the community, you know.
Okay, so do you own your whole block?
Yeah, exactly. I own 5 houses and I own 26 apartment units.
Wow.
But it all came crashing down in 2018, when Rallo and his crew were caught landing at DCOP Peachtree Airport with $840,000 worth of weed in duffel bags. After being arrested, the feds claimed that Rallo was the leader of a criminal street gang, and it turns out that people from his own crew were feeding them information.
Everywhere I go, you know how they was kept coming and finding me wherever I was pulling up at. It was the niggas that was with me that was telling them where I was at.
While serving his 8-year sentence, Rallo swore he'd never fold, even after 4 years away from his daughter and family. But in 2023, that image started falling apart.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
when former FamGoon member and rapper in his own right, John Doe, came forward accusing Rallo of cooperating with the feds. He dropped alleged paperwork and leaked a recorded call that sounded a lot like Rallo, admitting he gave information to lighten his time. That was all Boosie needed to hear. He called Rallo out publicly, saying that he knew the truth, and that the truth was that Rallo folded.
I had a good respect for that dude, bro. Like,
he be home soon, though, from what I heard from what I read.
I don't know. It looked like he talking, you know what I'm saying? So I was looking at that shit, bro. I'm like...
Oh, no, I thought they said that wasn't... They said that wasn't true.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just... From the situation, like I told him, bro, I fuck with you, but I can't fuck with you.
Oh, you spoke to him and told him that?
Yeah, I texted him.
Damn.
DM'd him.
And what'd he say?
He said, I'm looking at it the wrong way and, you know, shit like that, because that hurt me with Rallo, because, you know, I fuck with dude, bro. I told him, man, I don't know who you think you talking to. Feel like I done lost another partner.
Even though he was in prison at the time, Rallo clearly got wind of his remarks and came out swinging on Twitter, where he stated, these dudes are acting like some salon talking ass bitches. Gossiping grandma, drunk auntie, bitch group chat ass. I hate y'all. In another tweet, Rallo made it clear that the situation really got to him, and even said he was ready to fight Boosie, tweeting, and I know how to fight, I will beat your pussy ass. On God. But Boosie stood strong on his beliefs. I know what you did, and it's eating you up inside. It's never gonna leave you. The real, know you a rat. It's official. When he was finally released, he came out swinging once again, letting Boosie know in interviews exactly why that kind of accusation couldn't and wouldn't be tolerated.
But why poke at Boosie though, man? Why say something like that?
Because he was fucking with me while I was in jail, and I don't forget that shit. Niggas that been in jail, right? Bitches will get on the phone, and they'll hang up the phone in your face. Hoes cheating on you out here. Hoes be motherfucking spending your money, stealing from you, trying you, doing all this lame ass shit. And some of these bitch ass niggas, they be running out with your money. And we don't forget that shit. You smell me? And I just didn't forget none of this shit Booster did to me while I was in jail. He was clowning me while I was down. So I just said, okay, I'ma clown that pussy ass when I get out. That's what I'm gonna do. If the nigga don't sit down and have a conversation, cause I came to him kindly. Hey,
And from there, direct shots and sued, like when he basically suggested that Boosie didn't have the CEO status that a middle-aged rapper should have by now.
I'm focused on signing artists and being a CEO of a label. Like, I'm gonna get old one day. I ain't trying to be on stage like Boosie rapping when he's 40, 50 years old. I ain't trying to be doing that. I want to pull up like Birdman with my artists up. Pull up like QCP with my artists up.
But ultimately, the audience had Boosie's back from the outset, claiming that he was far more influential. We gon' support him even at 50. Name one Rallo song that's still gon' get played 10 years from now. I'm waiting. As for Boosie himself, he didn't hesitate to let Rallo know exactly where he stood, taking aim at his lack of ability in his process while flexing the kind of bags he commands. I have not spoke on you in years. You still hurt by what you did. I'm still making 150k a weekend and selling out shows. You don't have a rap career and never will have one. One thing you can't do is make music. God did not give you that talent. But this wasn't the kind of olive branch that Rallo was looking for that might enable this beef to simmer. So instead, he claimed that he didn't buy the numbers that Boosie was claiming to be commanding.
Like I said, he said he's making 150 a weekend.
Let's get back to that 150. Boosie ain't making no motherfucking 50,000 a week. Crazy, man. You heard what you said? 150.
It's believable. I can see him doing a show Friday, Saturday, Sunday, some after parties. I can see that.
Ain't nobody getting booked Friday, Saturday, Sunday for a whole 20, 30 years. Nobody.
I think Boosie's a legend. I think in places like South Carolina, Mississippi.
Legend. Listen, let me tell you something. Do you know how much I just got booked at the same motherfucking places Boosie got booked at? And guess what? That motherfucker with this mouth, they can't afford to pay him that much money and generate that type of revenue at that dope crazy man.
After things calmed down for a little while, the heat between the two renewed amid Young Dolph's passing. When Boosie...
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
He shared a video alongside CMG's Yo Gotti. With rumors swirling that Gotti's brother had ties to Dolph's murder, Rallo took it as a sign of disrespect and sent a few shots Boosie's way, even if he later claimed it wasn't that deep. For a while, it felt like this beef had turned into a cold war, one that could have put either of them in danger if they stepped foot in each other's city. But in a testament to each individual's increasing maturity, they managed to meet up and formally squashed it.
Me and Rallo just had to sit down.
Oh, you guys sat down?
Yeah.
In person?
Yeah.
Okay. Were there a lot of people there or just the two of you?
Nah, his niggas and my niggas.
How did it go?
It went cool. It went cool.
So no beef anymore?
Nah.
Although he's a star who's been established in the game for many years by now, it's clear that sticking to the code is something that's integral to Boosie's understanding of the world. And while outing rappers as apparent snitches is one way in which this can manifest, there are other people who get damaged by his unwillingness to bend or alter his course at all. Not least of all, his cousin Fredo Bang. As two rappers hailing from Louisiana, Boosie and Fredo Bang have enough reason to link up. However, when you consider that they are actually cousins on their maternal side, it seems like a foregone conclusion that they'd eventually team up. But that hasn't been the case. And in actual fact, Boosie has gone out of his way to swerve his little cousin.
I think he just gave me a wrong number.
You think?
I think so. I don't stamp me on it, but I think he gave me a wrong number. The one I take be popping up green and everything. Kind of hurt my feelings.
We'll check.
As strange as it sounds, Fredo once explained that he never got the usual cosign from Boosie, something that he chalked up to old issues tied to their shared hometown.
But
like first cousin,
like
second
real
cousin, family reunions?
Real cousin.
Man.
But y'all never really had a conversation like that?
We had one after everybody found out we were cousins. Mm-hmm. I seen him in Atlanta at the airport.
And how did that go?
What was that conversation like?
Nothing. I mean, he said he had some things to tell me that I didn't know. And we talked, and I got his number. He said we're going to do some music, but he ain't never picked the phone up, so.
This would make Fredo a victim of Boosie, or more specifically, his hard-headedness, which meant that he can't get what should have come his way in terms of a little family shine. And while he didn't exactly spell it out, Boosie made it clear that there was something from back in the day that kept him from ever showing Fredo any real love.
You and Fredo are related, and he said he ran into you, I think, in the airport or something.
Yeah.
You guys ever link up and maybe do a record? I know that there might be some politics behind that. There might.
Yeah, it's a lot of shit that, you know, that we can't talk about over.
Right.
You know, that I stand on, you know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing he done did. It's just, you know, some people affiliated with him. So it ain't nothing. It's just, you know, I just stay away from a lot of shit, bro.
And while Boosie never hesitates to call out anyone who breaks the street code he lives by, it's not just people in that world who end up in his crosshairs. In fact, anyone whose values don't line up with his can get it, including the LGBTQ community. And if he has a sworn nemesis in that world, it's none other than Lil Nas X. While everyone originally had all the time in the world for Lil Nas X and his output after Old Town Road, Boosie was vocal from the jump, making comments about him even when he first came out of the closet.
He said, well, now you know what he was riding on the Old Town Road.
Yeah, people get mad because shit I say, but yeah, I'ma say what the fuck I wanna say. I wasn't picking on him or nothing like that. I was kinda like joking, but it was the truth. Like, he wasn't talking about fucking a girl on the Old Town Road. What the fuck was he talking about?
Well, he said he cheated
on
his
baby.
What
so bad did I say?
Then, as Nas X ramped up the performative elements of his songs, which discussed his sexuality, Boosie got even more enraged. And after tweeting and deleting a post about how he would drag his ass off stage and beat his ass if he saw Lil Nas X perform naked at an awards show, he was asked to clarify these comments on The Breakfast Club, which prompted a debate with Charlamagne, where he portrayed himself as the voice of the straights.
And I saw Lil Nas X responded to that. You think that's too far?
Nah, because I just be feeling like sometime I gotta speak up, because as far as straight people in the world, you don't have an opinion no more on sexuality. Everything is harm. If you say anything, I'm straight, I like women, it's vulgar too.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I don't know that that's
that
vulgar.
Ain't true.
Yes, no, I just can't. You can't brag on. I think
that ain't
on
true.
Your sexuality
I don't
no
think
more. It's ran by.
Boosie rappers been talking about fucking women forever in videos and they songs. That ain't changed.
I know it's a different day now. You can't just like debate, like bro, like you know, like how many times you been on set? All y'all DJs, and you heard somebody say, "If you ain't got AIDS, make noise in the whole club."
Oh, no, you're right. That's true. That's true. But it's a different time.
No, it's a different time. Mm-hmm. And because he's one of the biggest, you know, so they you know, they try to make examples out of people, you know, so the next person who blow like this, you going to go with this. And I feel, you know, they're attacking our children.
And from there, Lil Nas X refused to back down, throwing as many jabs Boosie's way as he could. I'm starting to think you gay too, because y'all stay on my. He continued, going as far as claiming that they had a song on the way.
So I've been working on this song with Lil Boosie, bro. I had this song with Lil Boosie coming to come out. Bye, Ang Lee, laugh, bro.
And eventually, Boosie snapped, launching into a crazy rant, which had the whole world labeling him a f***o. This got Boosie a lot of backlash, and at one point, he even got pressed by Lil Nas X's uncle, and he didn't hold back.
I know you! You the rapper Lil Boosie be talking about me and my friends and my nieces. My niece, Lil Nas X, that's my niece. And bitch,
In the aftermath, fans felt that the reaction to his manhood being even moderately called into question was suspicious. Lil Nas must have turned him down behind the scenes. It's never that serious. And as time progressed, Boosie seemed to be aware that Lil Nas's gimmick was intended to get under people's skin. But it still wouldn't stop him from following his instincts and taking the bait with every single stunt that passed.
You know, they're accepting it because, like, you taking girls' Instagram for showing they nipple or printing they nipple. But you can let a man be pregnant? You can let a man be pregnant and it's cool? With all these young boys watching, you can let a man be pregnant on social media? But a woman can't show her nipple or her pussy print? Y'all better wake up, bro.
Until finally, he reached a resolution that he would try to seize entertaining it. Even then, he was disappointed in fellow Baton Rouge rapper NBA Youngboy for rocking with him on a track.
Were you surprised that Lil Nas X did a song with NBA Youngboy?
Yeah.
Yeah? Why did it surprise you?
I thought Youngboy was something like me, you know, like we represent a certain amount, we represent a certain group of people. You know, that's why I always try to stay 100, but what he did, I thought he would build like me in a certain lot of ways. You know, I don't want to talk about it on camera, how I feel about it, but if I ever see him, I'll tell him how I feel.
That moment had a lot of newer hip-hop fans labeling Boosie as a poster boy for intolerance, but it wasn't the only reason that they felt that way. When Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union's then 12-year-old daughter Zaya spoke publicly about transition into another gender, Boosie made it clear that he wasn't gonna stay quiet about the conversation.
Dwayne Wade, you gone too fucking far, y'all. That is a male. Don't cut his dick off, bro. Like, bro, for real. If he gonna be gay, let him be gay. But don't cut his dick off. Like, don't address him as a woman, dog. He 12 years old. He's not up there yet. He hasn't made his final decisions yet. Don't cut his fucking dick off, Dwayne Wade, bro.
And to say that the rant got a mixed reaction would be an understatement. For some, it was simply one of the most hilarious Boosie outbursts of all time. To others, he was right in calling out something which many believed to be a step too far. But Boosie stood his ground, even declining a proposed call from Jay-Z that was intended to squash the beef between them when the backlash from it led to a loss of earnings for him.
The guy who I own my reality show with, he know Jay. When we start losing advertisers, he like, man, I'ma call Jay. Jay can put you on the line with Dwayne Wade and y'all do some shit and we clear this shit up and go get the bag. And I was just like, no, bro. I stand what I stand on. You know, I don't feel I said nothing wrong to apologize for.
He even refused to flinch when he got pressed by Mike Tyson over his views.
Why do you say things about that might be a homosexual? Why do you say that about them? Do you feel the possibility that you're a homosexual and you might disrespect them? You further yourself from being a homosexual or thinking you may like homosexuals?
Nah, I'm straight as an arrow. I'm just saying, you know.
If you're straight, why do you
I really commented on the Dwayne Wade situation because I got offended because it's a child. That's why I really said if it was a motherfucking 19-year-old, 18-year-old grown person, I know I wouldn't have said nothing.
Over time, Dwayne Wade responded to the whole thing. But rather than lash out at Boosie, the NBA Hall of Famer led with love. So Boosie, all of the people who got something to say about my kids, I thank you. Because you're allowing the conversation to keep going forward. Because you know what? You might not have the answer today, and I don't have all the answers. But we're growing from all of these conversations. Still, Boosie is one who will never back down, nor take any other opinion on board when he feels he's in the right. I mean, just ask his own kids. A father of 8 children to 6 different women, to say that Boosie is an unconventional parent would be an understatement. And one of the moments that really exposed just how far Boosie takes it came when he discussed the way ways in which he apparently prepares the young men in his orbit for the world. In a clip that's way too touchy for YouTube's guidelines, Boosie openly bragged about preparing his sons, some of which who are 21 backwards, by having grown women perform acts on them. Immediately, this rang alarm bells, especially in the wake of calling Dwayne Wade's parenting into question. As if that wasn't enough to shock people, there was another incident where his homophobic nature caused a stir. This time, it took place when he was fearful of infection for his other kids by his lesbian daughter.
So when your daughter came out and told you she was gay,
it was nothing. I mean, she still can't bring her situation to our house. My daughter's grown.
But why is she grown?
Because I don't want it to contaminate her other. I don't want her kids to get contaminated to her other 6-7 sisters who look up to her. I want them to bring me grandchildren the right way. I just hope the one under me, when they take this throne, they don't let it. Because that's not what our family believes.
Considering that parents are supposed to have unconditional love for their kids, the fact that he had come at her like this was a shock to everyone, including her. And in a highly emotional confession, she responded to the claims.
I did everything in my power to understand that this is my father, regardless. Like, I'ma accept him and love him for who he is. So, I just seen he recently did an interview with Carisha, and he used the word contaminating. And putting my siblings in it with that. If you know me, this shit made me so mad. If you know me, I love and respect my siblings with everything in me.
As she signed off, she suggested that she gave her father more grace than he deserved.
And they respect me and love me with everything in them. When you getting on their nerves, I'm who they call. You found out I was gay a year before that. The incident happened in Jamaica when I was a gay B-word, when you called me a gay B-word. So if the world really knew all the things and the hurtful things you told me before and I forgave you, you wouldn't even understand. And no matter how you feel, at the end of the day, nigga, I'm your blood. I am your daughter.
And a lot of people who set eyes on the footage felt exactly the same way. You can hear the pain in her voice, man. I feel so bad for her. This is so sad. She sounds tired, like bro is really dragging it. More often than not, it is Boosie who could be defined as the aggressor in these situations. After all, the brash ways means that the moment someone tips into disrespect, he can fly off the handle. But there are rare instances where he's not the one who's escalated issues, but ended them with his venomous words all the same. This happened recently when Ye decided to step into the arena with him. Despite the fact that they never crossed paths, it's fair to say that they would possibly get along. After all, both of them are as hard-headed as you can get without running your own country. But recently, Boosie found himself weathering an unprovoked shot from Mr. West. After Boosie discussed his behavior with his cousin, he responded, claiming that he felt sorry for what he had endured, and that it has since meant that his mind is fucked up. And while he isn't often known for his compassion, Boosie's comments did seem to have a tone of genuine concern. But Ye didn't see it that way, and he went on the offensive, aiming directly at his new rival's pockets.
I know that nigga smell poor. I never met him. That nigga smell poor. You know, that nigga is poor. What the fuck are talking about smell? But he there, that's what he there to do. They took a piece of shit and made him talk shit. He talking himself. He a piece of shit.
After Ye spurned his efforts to reach out, Boosie didn't hold back. Ye, you better chill. I smell? Never. You smell like ham and cheese Hot Pockets when it came out the microwave. What you need to do is watch what you tweet, bro. You have people who look up to you and value your work. You just motivated your son to put a dick in his mouth. You're making your son suspicious of what dick tastes like. And from there, Boosie further let it be known that he wasn't with what Ye was saying, urging him to step down before there was a problem for him.
He said what he said, I said what I said. He said it looked like I smell. Now, I basically said he need to stop tweeting because, you know, you got people, you know, who look up to you and love you and read your tweets, you know. So if you saying you've been sucking from 6 to 14, I mean, you motivating your kid to put a dick in his mouth, you know. So if daddy say that, you know, it's not that bad. To, you know, it's not, it must not be that bad to put a dick in my mouth, you know.
And when you're on the wrong side of Boosie, this is probably something you should heed. Because among all these victims, let's not forget that there's a literal murder charge that he beat. This came in the form of the death of Terry Boy, a rival who was allegedly taken out in a $2,800 murder for hire order by Boosie and executed by his henchman, Michael Marlowe Mike Louding. From the outset, Boosie was a prime suspect, with the killing allegedly a byproduct of a dispute over turf. And unfortunately for Boosie, his alleged co-conspirator wasn't about to make it easy for him. For starters, there was a tattoo that Louding allegedly received 2 weeks after the murder, a depiction of an AK-47 accompanied by the phrase, "Yo, Boosie, who's next?" Suddenly, lyrics from tracks like 187 were enlisted as evidence, as well as slang terms like Merc and Cake. A case coupled with drug charges, it was a move that cemented him as solid to many, many fans. Boosie faced death and refused to turn informant.
When I went in there, I was just like, you know, I want my lawyer. You know, they were talking, we got you on 8 murders and all this shit. You know, I want my lawyer, period. They came at me with some shit one time about mailing teeth. You know, I told them, suck my dick. You know, I knew they ain't had shit on me. But, you know, I'm staying silent. I wouldn't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I was going to go to that motherfucker. I was going to go to that motherfucking death row chair, a motherfucking hero. That's why I was going to go to that motherfucking hero. To all the real niggas in the world, I was going to go down that bitch a hero. I was going to be on every project wall in the motherfucking world because I stayed silent. Yeah, I don't know nothing. Yeah, if y'all know all that, what the fuck you need to talk to me for? I don't know nothing.
Boosie too real for this era. On death row and didn't snitch on nobody. One of the realest OGs ever. Legit, this man's a legend. Against all odds, Boosie actually turned down a plea deal and beat the case.
Oh, they offered you a plea deal?
Yeah.
What they offered you?
Principal.
Offer you what?
Principal.
What's that?
Principal to first degree murder.
What does that mean?
Principal mean like you had something to do with it.
Okay. And what was the time that they're offering?
I think it was like 15, but they're running concurrent, so I had like 5 left.
You didn't take it though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How hard was that decision? Because 5
it wasn't
years.
Hard at all. My lawyer already told me they was beat.
And while he was sentenced to 8 years on the drug charges, it wasn't all bad as ultimately he realized what was important in the aftermath. Boosie is still as unhinged as ever, but one thing's clear, he's a much better friend than an enemy. Whether he's calling you out for your lifestyle or labeling you a rat, he'll stand 10 toes down no matter the fallout. In a world where most fold under pressure, Boosie would rather go out swinging.